U.S. soccer fans, the moment has arrived. After more than 6 months of analysis and predictions about America's chances at the World Cup, it's time to play. Today's game against Ghana begins the U.S. World Cup campaign in the so-called Group of Death. Soccer powers Portugal and Germany are still to come in the opening stage round robin. The U.S. and Ghana play in Natal, Brazil. NPR's Tom Goldman is there. He filed this report.
Soccer is the beautiful game. World Cup press conferences are not.
Thank you. Before next question, I kindly ask the photographers to leave the room, please.
Men in blue blazers with FIFA written on them tightly control these media events. Here's hoping the photographers enjoyed their 2 minutes before being kindly booted out of both the U.S. and Ghana team press conferences yesterday. The rest of the media were allowed to stay and probe Monday's matchup. Sorry, revenge matchup. Ghana beat the U.S. in the last two World Cups, and Black Stars captain Asamoah Gyan knows the Americans have payback on their minds.
They're coming for revenge. You know, I think mentally, they don't want us to beat them for the third time.
Gian insists that number 3 dyed into the side of his head is a long-standing lucky number. U.S. head coach Jurgen Klinsmann says the revenge thing isn't an issue today, but he says there would be a certain sweetness to winning.
This is just an awesome moment because that's the biggest stage you can have where you kind of want to, you know, show that you improved, you know, and nothing better than against a team that, you know, beat you the last two World Cups.
Vegas favors Ghana, slightly. But there's a growing feeling the U.S., with a largely new cast of players, a worldly soccer-wise coach in his first cup with this team, might do something special, as in beating Ghana and more. Here's U.S. midfielder Michael Bradley.
We welcome the pressure of playing in a World Cup. We know it won't be easy, but certainly we feel like if we step on the field and are sharp and are able to play to the best of our ability, that we can have a really good World Cup.
Sharp and playing to the best of our ability was as close as anyone came on either team to revealing what will lead to success in today's match. For true insight, one must turn to the beach. Hey, it's Brazil. The beachfront in Natal is a long way from Savannah, Georgia. But when your soccer experts like Savannah residents Kyle and Ashley we met, you make the trip. Their credentials? They are American Outlaws, the hardcore U.S. men's team fan group. They were at the 2010 World Cup. They've been to qualifying matches. Nuff said. This, says Kyle, is how the U.S. is going to beat Ghana.
I mean, they need to attack. They need to take the game to Ghana. Ghana's defense just isn't that great, so that's where our best players are, is in the offensive half of the field. So if we utilize that strength, I think we can beat them.
We met and other experts on the beachfront say the U.S. backline is critical as well. The defenders need to stop the hard-charging, attacking Ghanaians. Whatever tactics Coach Klinsmann employs, he says his team is ready after a month-long training camp and 3 recent pre-World Cup wins. And he says they're confident. So is he, the man who has insisted for months the U.S. cannot win the World Cup, ended yesterday's press conference with this.
We're going to take it one step at a time, but no, it's you want to go far. That's definitely our goal, so I booked my flight after the final.
No pressure, boys. No pressure. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Natal.